You're listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm your host, Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio this month with Suzanne Bjornsson. She's with Northwest Senior and Disability Services. Our usual co-host, Doug Schaefer, is out this month. So Suzanne and I are going to be talking about classes and programs through Northwest Senior and Disability Services here in Oregon that you can attend, programs you can get involved in, you or a family member. So they're all kind of aimed at senior people. And we're just going to take it from there. So, hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Thanks so much for being here today.
You bet. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start out with some classes that people might, you know, these are free classes. People can attend them through Northwest Senior and Disability Services. It looks like Columbia Memorial Hospital is involved with some of them. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, we work with our community partners. We have Columbia Memorial Hospital that is actually running the programs. And these are evidence-based workshops, and they're self-management for living well. And the one that we have coming up this summer is Living Well with Chronic Pain. But some of the other ones throughout the next year are in the fall time, we're going to offer Living Well with Diabetes. In the winter, Cancer Thriving and Surviving. And then next spring, Living Well with Chronic Conditions. So this is for people who might have arthritic pain, obviously diabetic, heart disease, asthma, cancer, fibromyalgia, and other chronic health conditions.
Okay. So the one here, I'm looking at a flyer that you gave me, Living Well with Chronic Pain. It says, debunking myths about chronic pain, balancing activity and rest, fatigue and sleep management and communication skills, and healthy eating and more. These sound like really good topics. I mean, I know that sometimes when you know, you have a family member, maybe if you're a caregiver for a family member and you want to help, but you really don't know what to do, these workshops can really be a great source of information.
Yep. And this is a free workshop. This particular one will be starting on Wednesdays, and it'll be August 15th through September 19th. And they're about 2.5 hours long. So this particular one is going to be in the morning, 9:30 to noon. And again, it will be located at Columbia Memorial Hospital. And this is Living Well with Chronic Pain. So people that would benefit from this class, they would have like maybe chronic neck pain, shoulder, back pain, perhaps fibromyalgia, whiplash injuries, neuropathy, different things like that. I mean, they also mentioned Crohn's disease, any other primary diagnosis that causes primary pain. So they're going to discuss these topics, and they usually sign up. They like to have at least 8 participants in there. Sometimes the classes might be a little bit smaller. Sometimes they might be larger, depending on, you know, the need or the availability of people being able to get in there. But, you know, they're evidence-based and, you know, very beneficial to people.
So when you say evidence-based, what does that term mean?
Like well, they just, you know, it's been proven and they've gotten results driven.
Okay. So this, it looks like if people want to sign up for this class, they can go to columbiamemorial.org.
Yes.
And register online.
They can do that. And again, it is a free class, but they just like to kind of have an idea of how many people are going to attend.
Sure.
So if they don't hear from anybody, then obviously the class would get canceled. So it's really important to register for these free classes, or else they can give Columbia Memorial a call. And that phone number would be 503-338-7564. Now, if you forget these numbers, you can always call Northwest Senior and Disability Services, and we'll direct you where to go and give you all the contacts again.
And we'll give you the contact information at the end of the show for this, but you can also, you know, just Google Northwest Senior and Disability Services, and they have a website, and there's contact info there. And that organization and the Olympic Area Agency on Aging in Washington, Doug Schaefer is usually here, are just fantastic kind of aggregators for all this wonderful information about all sorts of things related to senior issues. So I would say, you know, we've been doing this show for more than a decade here on Coast Community Radio, and lots of topics related to senior health and well-being, and you can always call and ask. And if they don't have a service to help you, they can probably send you to somebody who can help you on either side of the Columbia.
Yeah, that's our goal, to help. And so, and another thing, just to reiterate, because you hear so many people suffering from various pain conditions around here.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people don't want to maybe take the medications that are prescribed or offered to them. So why not sit through a workshop to figure out how you can better manage that? And be around other people who are managing in the same boat. Some people don't realize that other people are going through similar situations. So it's just more support in your, you know, in, basically in your court. So,
yeah, I think, you know, information is a wonderful thing for people rather than just to sit home and worry about the fact that they're in pain. And I remember reading a few years ago, I think it was either Time or Newsweek magazine had a cover story about pain as an illness in and of itself that was, it's such a huge problem for so many people. So a workshop like this one could give you some really great tips.
Yeah, pain in itself is just so debilitating. And, you know, keeps people isolated and, you know, can turn one thing to the next. So it's like, let's learn how to manage it early on. Or if you're thick into it, you know, let's see what kind of help we can, you know, provide for you.
And another thing that these kinds of courses really do also for people is that, you know, a lot of seniors, it can be very isolating. And you feel like you're all alone in the world with these problems. And when you go to a class like this, you start to realize that you're not alone, that there is help, and that there are a lot of other people around who are going through what you're going through as well.
Sure.
So what we have some other workshops here. What are some of the others that you want to
talk about?
Well,
there's another particular program going along with pain and things like that. We have this program called the Otago Exercise Program, which is another evidence-based. And how I'm connecting them is, let's talk about falls real quick, because Otago correlates with falls, that program. So in the United States, and I got this information from the CDC, but there are more than 27,000 deaths from older adults, 74 years and older, people that die every year just from falls. Okay.
Wow.
You know, it could be conditions of, it could be a fluke of a fall, or you could have chronic pain or just limited mobility, anything like that. And I always like to tell people we're all fall risks.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's not limited to one age, but our seniors are more vulnerable to that. And so they say 1 in 4 adults report falls, and that's just those that report them. So it's very common, and we really want to make sure that we are kind of keeping ourselves healthy, we're moving, we're doing different strength exercises. The more you sit, you're going to, you know, our muscles atrophy. So we want to keep you moving, or we want to give you the skills to help you. So you can build that strength. So the neat thing is we have this program that's been in Clatsop County over the last year, and it's called the Otago Exercise Program.
And that's, for people who are listening and have never heard of this, it's O-T-A-G-O Exercise Program. And so this is, I've got a little brochure here. It seems pretty extraordinary in helping people retain and regain their mobility.
Absolutely. And we have a handful of people that go through the program at one time. We have one physical therapist and a personal trainer currently that we work with. And they basically are working one-on-one each week with these consumers. And so basically, let's talk about a little bit more. Otago, what it is, it's an individualized, it's a customized home exercise program. And so it's designed to improve the strength and the balance and to basically prevent the falls in the home. So how it works is a personal trainer and a physical therapist come into your home, and they're trained to perform these exercises and to work with you to see where you are at first. And then slowly they kind of help you gain your strength. They provide certain exercises. They work with you. They walk with you. You could be somebody that can't get barely out of a chair to start with, and we'll start working with you. And then to the end of it, you can get up out of your chair on your own, or you learn the tips and tricks of how to utilize your walker better. You build better balance. You're building the strength. It's a really neat program. The individuals who have gone through the program have been so appreciative. They've built their confidence again, and you know, the risks of the falls go down. I mean, we have some people that fall weekly, fall monthly. Maybe you don't fall that much, but you feel that yourself, you know, losing your strength.
Well, is there a cost for this program?
This program, it works with your Medicare, so we can bill Medicare for it, and so I believe it will bill your Medicare Part B If you have a supplement plan, things mm-hmm. like that. So mm-hmm. it okay. shouldn't be a cost to you because your Medicare will cover it.
Okay, great.
So basically what we do is if you're interested, you can definitely call Northwest Senior and Disability Services. And then from there, we'll ask you some questions and build a referral. We will contact your doctor to make sure that you are a good candidate for this and get some information from your doctor, like your chart notes, things like that, because we want to make sure that you're healthy for this. And that would be shared with the physical therapist
mm-hmm.
And then the rehab group that we would work with.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'm just looking at this brochure you gave me. I just mm-hmm. want to read this little blurb. It says, observation of an Otago participant, age 76. At her seventh week of being on the program, she began to cry when the personal trainer was working with her. He asked why she was tearful. She said because, quote, she never was able, excuse me, to get out of her chair without help until now.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I mean, to give somebody that back.
Well, that, you know, having the person who is a licensed physical therapist, I remember when a few years ago I got hit by a car, mm-hmm. but I had knee issues that just wouldn't go away. And I went to a physical therapist here locally, and they helped me so much. I mean, mm-hmm. they gave me back my use of my knee. Mm-hmm. And I know my father, he's now in his 90s, but about 10 years ago, he was in the hospital and needed some physical therapy. And the physical therapist just helped him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
They really are so knowledgeable, and they know how to help you. They know what muscles you need to have working mm-hmm. in order to do what you need to do. And it was quite extraordinary, my experiences mm-hmm. anyway, and my family and myself with you know, physical therapy is amazing.
Sure, yeah, and our physical therapist with this program is Michelle Rogers. She's phenomenal. And then we have a personal trainer, Jill, and the two of them are so dedicated. We're very, yeah. very blessed to have them working along with us in this program. And an individual can be in this program. It's anywhere from about six months to a year. You know, Medicare will definitely pay for that as long as you're a good candidate for that. And so if you're 80 years old or older, or if you're 60 and older and have at least two chronic conditions, you could be eligible. If you have questions, if you would be eligible, just give us a call. We'll help you through there, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And another thing I should probably add, because this has been around for about a year, but we're just kind of slowly growing it into this county, we're pretty much serving the people who are in the Warrenton-Astoria area,
mm-hmm.
Just because we're very limited on, we have only one physical therapist and personal trainer.
Okay.
So their time's limited as well. So that's something to be aware of. I would love to get this program expanded further, but, you know, in time, I think it will. Tillamook will be starting this program.
Oh, that's great.
Shortly. They're just kind of figuring out a few loose ends, and then definitely that will be held down there, too. And I believe they're going to do it at the YMCA.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's also occurring in our other counties that Northwest Senior Disability serves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really great. In Marion County, it's a pretty large program, too.
Well, I'm looking here at this self-management living well workshop. You mentioned it just a little bit before, but I thought it'd be interesting to talk about that. So so it looks like for people with chronic illnesses like mm-hmm. asthma, cancer, diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of help do people get in a living well workshop?
So these are the ones that we're going to break down and get a little bit more specific
okay.
in throughout the year.
Okay.
So each of these workshops that we're going to be offering, and these are ones that have been offered throughout our county, and I don't think people are aware that, you know, we have these support workshops. But they run about six weeks, and they meet for about 2.5 hours a week during those times. So basically, it's just helping people learn to manage, again, pain and fatigue, help them learn to breathe better, help them learn to make healthier eating choices, use their medication to their advantage, and just helping them make informed treatment decisions. So just super valuable, gives that extra support, because I think sometimes you go to your doctor, your time's limited. And here you have a group of people who are trained to help with these specific conditions and can help guide you where you need to go. And you walk away with a lot of knowledge from them.
Okay. So then these courses are not really scheduled yet, but people could call
Yeah,
Northwest Senior and Disability Services and find out when they're
sure.
scheduled.
Okay. Yeah, them or us or Columbia Memorial. Okay. The one that we have scheduled is the one for this summer, is okay. Living Well with Chronic Pain. And then we are going to have, you know, other programs throughout the year, and because I know there's different areas in the county who have different concerns or questions. Give us a call and we'll show you where, we'll tell you where we're going to be at. Another big thing that's going to be coming up again, and we kind of bring it up here and there, is open enrollment. And so we'll have Medicare courses starting mm-hmm. up here again shortly. So
I went to one of those. It was really helpful.
Yeah. We don't have the dates yet on those, but definitely we're going to get those going to help people.
Okay. And so I guess, you know, the point is, like as I said earlier, is that if you have a question about any of this or any of the other things that we have talked about on the show, just give a call to the organization and find out, you know, you will be probably surprised at how much is available to help you with things that you didn't know there was any help with. Mm-hmm. So I just want to take a moment and remind everybody that, you know, you're listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm your host, Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio with Suzanne Bjornson. She's with Northwest Senior and Disability Services. Doug Schaefer, who's usually here with us every month, is not here this month, but he'll be back next month. So we're talking primarily about services available through Northwest Senior and Disability Services in Oregon on this show. But I would imagine that if you have similar questions and you live in Washington State, similar programs are usually available in Washington State that are comparable to the ones here in Oregon. So, you know, the Olympic Area Agency on Aging is the group that you would call in Washington State, and they have branches all around. Doug happens to be on the Long Beach. I think he's in Long Beach Peninsula, and Raymond is the area that he handles. But it's all over the state, so you can find information there by calling them as well. So let's see. What do we have next? Looks like I have something here about the Family Caregiver Support Program. Mm-hmm.
And we've touched on this program a little bit. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a respite reimbursement program that we have for people caring for loved ones. And but what I really want to touch base on, because we haven't talked too much about, is we also have a Relatives as Parents program.
Oh, okay. And yes, we haven't talked much about that.
No, Relatives and as I think parents. People okay. forget we do have a little bit of support. So a relative as a parent program. So let's think of a grandparent caring for your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might need to get soccer shoes for them or sign them up for a camp or, you know, different things like that. We've got a small pot of money that if you are the one caring for, and that means your grandchild's living with you, or you're an aged aunt or uncle, you know, raising your little niece or nephew that is under 18, we have some small funds that could, you know, maybe help them go to that camp this summer that you've been wanting them to go to. And that's a program that, again, has a fixed amount of money, but you can give us a call and we'll kind of help you through that, help you get signed up. It's a limited how many people we can have on it, but it is an open program right now.
That's great.
Also, the Relatives of Parent as Parents program also includes children who are age 18 to 59 who might have a disability.
Oh, okay. Like
and they might they live with their parents because the parents are still raising them. Mm-hmm. This program applies to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that reaches a large amount of people, and again, just a little bit of extra support.
So when you talk about, we were talking a little bit about respite reimbursement. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? What kind of reimbursement could people get, and what is it for?
Okay, so for the Family Caregiver Support Program, the mm-hmm. the money would be if you need to bring in another caregiver to care for your loved one, so you can run errands, you could attend classes, you can just get a break. Because we've spoken about this before, it's so important that whoever's caring for the loved one, that they get a break.
Right.
Because it's really trying on you.
Yeah, it's exhausting work.
And then also it helps support with supplemental services as well. So that would be like if we're looking at someone who's aged, that might be maybe to buy some Depends or to buy, you know, handrails, things like that, mm-hmm. you know, just support that is for the person being taken care of. For the Relatives as Parents program, that might be, we have the respite reimbursement, so to help get the child into a camp for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, let's say they're going to play soccer and they need soccer shoes.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we can help provide that, you know, and again, there's a limited cost, but definitely that's the kind of support that we can help. Maybe they're in dance and they need a little bit of help with buying their dance shoes or their dance costumes, right. Things like that.
Well, I know the respite, we've talked a little bit about the respite program for just mm-hmm. for family caregivers, for people mm-hmm. who are caring, say, for elderly parents or people like that. And I remember being in a caregiver support, one of the classes that they have for caregivers through Northwest Senior and Disability Services. And it was just a really startling statistic, which I've mentioned before, that the caregivers often die before the person they're taking care of because of the extreme stress of caregiving. Mm-hmm. So this whole program of possibly getting some money to bring somebody else in and pay them so you can have a night off or, you know, a few days away from that very stressful situation, it could really be life-saving. It's not just a perk or something that, oh, wouldn't that be nice? It could mm-hmm. really be essential for someone's mm-hmm. well-being to have that.
I'm glad you brought that up, too, because with the Relatives as Parents program, with the Family Caregiver Support Program, this also includes 6 counseling sessions.
Oh,
you know, for the
really
lifetime
helpful.
Of the program.
Sure.
Yeah, just to get somebody established.
Have someone to talk to about
absolutely.
Some of these issues that, you know, because I know we've talked on previous shows about how caregiving is sort of it's like a secret in families. Mm-hmm. It's something that people don't talk about. They sort of think, well, this is just what I do. I'm not really a caregiver. I'm just taking care of grandpa or dad. Mm-hmm. And yet it is there are so many people who are caring for family members mm-hmm. right now and it's kind of an unknown sort of thing. It's not the kind of thing people stand mm-hmm. around talking about because it's such a personal, private sort mm-hmm. of thing that you tend not to, you know, not to say too much about it as you might something else. So this is kind of almost like a hidden epidemic of stress.
It is.
Among
and
people,
then,
you know?
And that's another thing. And we also have support groups that a volunteer runs at Northwest Senior and Disability Services, the second and third Tuesday of the month in our building. And again, it's a place for the caregiver specifically. So helping people just caring for loved ones or that's the third Tuesday of the month. The second Tuesday of the month is more dementia, Alzheimer's specific.
Ah,
but
okay.
We also provide throughout the year different caregiving workshops and things like that to add that support because we know it's so important.
Well, I think the whole idea of just support for people who are going through this, it's a very lonely kind of a thing. And I think I've always very impressed with how many resources there are available to people and how much people don't know about them. I mean, as mm-hmm. long as I've been doing the show, we get people all the time who are saying, wow, I had no idea. So that's why on every show I always say, call if you have a question, even if it's about something that we didn't talk about on this show. Mm-hmm. Just call up and ask, and you know, you'll probably be surprised to find that there's help.
Yeah, and we utilize a specific phone number for that because
okay.
I like to call it. You can definitely call our general number to Northwest Seniors,
mm-hmm.
But also we utilize what's called the ADRC. So that's the Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Oh, okay.
And that is within Northwest Senior and Disability Services, this phone number. And we funnel the calls that way because they're basically the first resource. And they're going to really listen to what your needs are and point you in the correct direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you that number real quick.
Sure.
That is 1-866-206-4799.
Okay, that's for the ADRC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and yeah, if you are somebody that's burned out or feeling overwhelmed, you're interested in one of these programs, they might send you in another direction of a program you weren't even aware of. Like we also mm-hmm. have a senior peer mentoring program,
mm-hmm.
and so I hate to throw all these different programs because it can become overwhelming of what we have to offer, but that's another evidence-based program that we have that sets somebody else up with a trained volunteer. And they work through their anxiety and their depression. And they work through these workbooks.
Hmm.
But they've been wonderful. It's somebody that they can listen to, somebody that they can, you know, kind of be accountable for along
right,
the way.
Sure.
But
support.
Yeah.
You know. Well, are there other things that you wanted to talk about?
Those are kind of the main things I brought today. I mean, of course, we definitely have more and more, but you can give us a call and we'll see how we can better serve you. I know I've had people come into the office and I've done office appointments where people are headed in the right direction, mm-hmm. and they just want to tell their story. They want to make sure they're doing the right thing, making the right choices. And then we end up giving them a few more resources that they didn't know were available to them. And then we have people that call and they don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
You know, completely overwhelmed. And that's kind of what we're here for.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I feel like, and I, this probably happens all over, we get a lot of people that call when they're in the crisis mode.
Sure.
And it would be nice to prevent that. But then again, it's very understandable why you kind of put this information off. Oh, I don't need it now. I don't need it now. Why would I, you know, go in there when I don't know what direction I'm going in? And we can just help you plan for the long term.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that maybe is most valuable about a show like this is that every month it reminds you that these resources are here.
Yes.
And that even if you don't remember anything else that we talked about, or you just tuned in now and you're in your car and you can't remember, you don't have anything to write anything down with, you can just remember Northwest Senior and Disability Services and find it on your computer or yeah. look it up in the phone book and call.
Say, what are you about?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and say, you know, I've found we've done shows about so many different things. But I think this is perhaps, you know, the Family Caregiver Support Program. We tend to talk about things like that often because there's so many people who are in need of that support. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just about the person who needs the care. It's about the people who are caring for the people who need mm-hmm. the care. And that's the family issues that we talk about.
And
on
it
the
seems like some people are afraid to utilize it, or they don't want to utilize it because,
yeah.
oh, somebody else could probably use that more than me. And it's yeah. like, you know, we're all important. And
yeah.
if you feel any amount of stress, let's take care of it now. Let's see how, you know, we can be of a support to you. And that's what I tell people, too, when they come in. If we tend to give them a lot of information, but if there's one thing they remember, when they don't, if they forget everything that we learned, they can come back and just give us a call and we'll walk them through it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, sure.
So.
And, you know, I know Doug on previous shows have said, you know, that people in the generation of people who are generally needing care are really reluctant to accept what they consider to be charity.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of your tax dollars coming back to you, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's part of the social safety network that we mm-hmm. have in this country to help, to be helped. And
help one
most
another,
people
yeah.
have contributed greatly in their lives to help others. And now it's time for them to receive a little help.
Absolutely.
And that's a really
and
important
people wanna
to,
help.
To allow that.
Yeah, people yeah. definitely want to be there for others and help them, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think we are at the point in the show when we could give people contact information about
Great.
How to get a hold of Northwest Senior Disability Services.
Well, you can always go to our website. We're at nwsds.org. And let me give our ADRC phone number again.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
That's 1-866-206-4799.
Okay, great. And, well, thank you so much, Suzanne, for
yeah,
being here this
month.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, and well, so thanks so much for listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout. I come to you every month with Suzanne and Berenson from Northwest Senior and Disability Services, who is here with us today. And Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging is goofing off this month. He probably has something that he thinks is important. He's supposed to be here with us. So we'll look forward to having him back next month.
Can't wait.
So thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next month on
Bye.
A Senior Moment.
Bye.